Do you feel rested? Like right now? It's not a rhetorical question. You can answer it. Do you feel rested right now? Let me ask this another way. How many of you wake up feeling rested and refreshed 7 days a week? Let's see a show of hands. Anyone? Okay, me too. So I know for certain that I don't wake up feeling that refreshed and rested 7 days a week. And it seems like most of us are kind of in a similar place, and we're not alone. According to some recent research, only 1 in 7 Americans feels rested every day of the week. It's not very many. And some people may be just thinking to themselves, well, just get more sleep. You'll feel better if you just get more sleep. Well, 45% of those people who get the 7 to 8 recommended hours of sleep per night still wake up feeling tired and fatigued at least 3 days a week. Social scientists have even dubbed the area that we're living in the Great Exhaustion. And I don't think it will be a surprise to many of us to learn that society as a whole is just generally exhausted. I feel it every day. And all it really takes is for us to take just like a brief look around at a lot of the behaviors that our society does to see the signs. We order dinner because we don't have the energy to make it. We try to find ways to work from home so that we don't have to add a 2-hour commute onto an already busy day. Our social outings have become less frequent because it's just next to impossible to coordinate busy adult schedules. And we've completely deprioritized a lot of our hobbies. People are feeling so fatigued that they're cutting out activities that used to be commonplace and even low stress, like working out and even going to the supermarket. And then today, the lectionary committee and God give us our reading from Exodus, outlining the 10 Commandments. Now, most of these are straightforward. You just heard them a few minutes ago. A simple sentence. But then we get to the one about having a Sabbath and keeping it holy. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. For 6 days you shall labor and do all of your work. But the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. You shall not do any work. You, your son or your daughter, your male or female slave, your livestock, or the alien resident in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, but rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and consecrated it. Rest is clearly important to God. When God created the world, God did all that God could do for 6 straight days. And then on day 7, God rested. God believed so strongly that the work that was already done was enough. Maybe there was more to do, maybe not. It doesn't really matter. God looked at all the work that God had done over the course of those 6 days and blessed it. And said it was good. And then God relaxed. And I just wonder, why do we struggle to do the same? It's a rarity in this country to feel like we've ever done enough. There's always another task. There's always more work. Maybe just one call. Or just, I need to send that one quick email. Or just that one project that should be really simple but ends up taking like hours upon hours to actually accomplish. There's always more. And let's just call a spade here. Capitalism is at the root of this unhealthy drive that we have for more. Theologian and community organizer Tricia Hersey calls this a grind culture, where we are pushed to produce more and more, while at the same time, we're coerced into consuming more and more. Grind culture tells us that we need to fill up our lives with economic and consumer productivity. We should work more so we can buy more. And then on and on. The natural result is that we get to where we are now, living a life of the great exhaustion. Our hobbies and our relationships, ourselves, they all take a back burner. And we are literally ground down. Our humanity is ground down. The image and likeness of God that we are created in is ground down. Our society operates on a business needs first model. The needs of the corporation drive everything from lifestyle to government. It's not healthy for us. And we could not be farther from God's vision of a world that helps us to flourish, a human needs first world. That world, which is summarized in the Ten Commandments, holds at its center a stopping, an appreciation, a time to look at all we have and experience our belovedness and our blessedness. But it's not just an individual thing. It's not just for us. You shall not do any work, but not just you, your children, your slaves, your livestock, or the resident aliens in your towns. None of you will work. You will stop. You will appreciate. What you've done up until that point is good enough. Now recharge. Socialize. Sleep. Love your families, care for your neighbors. It's for everyone in society. And I will admit that modern-day Christians have not been very good about honoring the Sabbath and keeping it holy. But we need to be. We should be. We should be for everyone that is in this sanctuary, for everyone who is online, for our children and for our children's children. Everybody needs a world where they, themselves, not what they produce or they buy or busy themselves with, are enough. They are enough. Saying no to always being on, saying no to constant productivity, saying no to being part of a system that uses, abuses, and spits people out for the sake of money. Saying no for a day or even an hour, it shifts our focus. It reminds us that we are gods. Our lives are a testament to our loving God. And it doesn't have to be hard. It takes effort, of course, everything does, but it doesn't have to be hard. That same theologian, Tricia Hersey, reminds us that we can make little pockets of rest in our days and in our weeks to resist that constant pull that we have for productivity. She proposes a few: closing your eyes for 10 minutes. A longer shower in silence, meditating on the couch for 20 minutes, daydreaming, a sun salutation, 20-minute time nap, a long, warm bath, taking regular breaks from social media, not immediately responding to texts and emails, a meditative walk in nature, playing a musical instrument, laughing. The list could go on and on and on. I want to leave you with a story that I heard on the podcast On Being with Krista Tippett many years ago. This story comes from the late Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks. I remember once taking, I think an atheist, who's the premier child care specialist in Britain, to see a little Jewish primary school and some of the stuff that they do there. And she saw on Friday, you know, the little children preparing for the Sabbath. The little five-year-old mother and the little five-year-old father blessing the five-year-old children and welcoming the five-year-old guests. She was fascinated by this Sabbath, which she had never experienced. And she asked one of the five-year-old boys, "What don't you like about the Sabbath?" And the five-year-old boy, being an Orthodox child, says, "You can't watch television. It's terrible." And then she said to him, "What do you like about the Sabbath?" And he said, "It's the only time Daddy doesn't have to rush away." Sometimes we don't need to pursue happiness. We just need to pause and let it catch up with us. Sabbath is the day we stand still and let all of our blessings catch up to us. How can you, this week, slow down? Maybe even stand still long enough so that all of the blessings that you have received in your life can catch up to you.